and then it became a youth center. But if you're speaking to someone locally, and the local's been around forever, they'll call it the Boys Club, which is cool.
When you were a youth commissioner, what was your day-to-day just kind of like?
Well, so I really try to get involved in school, in the school. I try to get involved in the families. What really was helpful is when we took over the youth, the Boys and Girls Club, that gave us full and direct contact consistently with families and kids. So that was a big part of our day. And that was every day, 3 to 9, and I would fluctuate with my assistant director, who did a great job. His name was George Bednar. So we would fluctuate with an evening shift. But one thing I did that, when I was a bit older, I went and became a certified lifeguard, because Oakdale Lake is part of the youth department's responsibility. So I was going to be responsible for lifeguards. So I wanted to know what it felt like to be a lifeguard. And so I can remember, so I'm thinking I was 35 then, 34, 35, and I was in the pool, and you had to swim like 50 laps or 100 laps or something like that. And I'm swimming with some of the kids that are going to be lifeguards, you know, but they're 16, 17, 18, and I'm barely getting to the end of the pool. But that's one thing I did. I said, if I'm going to be responsible for that lake, I'm going to go figure out what it takes to be a lifeguard. And I enjoyed that, because I had such great respect for my team of lifeguards, the senior lifeguards. It was just, and to this day, they still do a great job with their lifeguards. One thing they've done today that I always wanted to do was, in my day, you never saw much diversity in lifeguards. And that was just something that bothered me. And that's what I wanted to change. And through Peter Frank, who's another local, who's doing some really great work, they have a not-for-profit called Friends of Oakdale. They have worked hard at diversifying that without losing any ability. And it's really a pretty good sight to see over there. So lifeguards is, because there's a difference between being a playground staff and a lifeguard. Playground staff, there's not much you need to do to become a playground staff. To become a lifeguard, you have to put those 2 weeks in the pool in, you have to take your CPR first, you have to do something. And so you always saw the lifeguards collectively seem like they were much more prepared for life, per se. And I always struggled with the fact that, why am I not seeing any of the diversity that's on the playground over here? And today, I'm happy to report that's happening. And they've done it, they've accomplished it, and I've let Peter know how impressed I am with it. So my day was pretty much, consisted of the youth center or the lake every day.
You mentioned your admiration for some of the nonprofits here that are working with youth. Did you work directly with them?
I worked. So when I was the youth commissioner, it was really Operation Unite, who does a fantastic job with teens. I worked collectively with them. I did some work with the Opera House, and TSL was around. Besides that, those were the really, that was it in terms of not-for-profits, as well as the Mental Health Association. But in terms of now, I think you have the Perfect 10. I'm trying to think of the other group that's down by the waterfront where they have like a garden down there. That's another great group. You have Bindles of Circus. There's just so much going on that it's enjoyable to be part of it again.